sheets of graphic trick. Refresh your mind and elevate yourself to your best life in the lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us here in the E-Lounge. All month of May, we've been talking about manifestation. And today is no different. I've got the ladies with me. I'm Kelly. I've got Shankara, Tanya, and Annette. Say hello, everyone.
Hello,
everyone.
And boy, do we have a treat for you tonight. Oh, my goodness. Can I scream? Ah! We have Miss Rebecca Garrett. Oh, my goodness. We are so excited to have her in the E-Lounge today. Let me tell you a little bit about Miss Rebecca Garrett. Rebecca Garrett is a native of Buffalo, New York. She's a retired veteran elementary school teacher who dedicated her life to enhancing the lives of others. She has a passion for education early in life. Rebecca earned her bachelor's in early childhood education, her master's degree in post-secondary education, and a specialist certification in administration and leadership. She taught inner city students in Atlanta, Georgia, where Rebecca currently resides. And she was introduced to direct sales industry in 2014. Needless to say, Miss Rebecca retired from teaching at the age of 35. And I know me and the lounge ladies, we're always talking about retiring early. So we're beyond 35 now. Oh my goodness. She retired at 35. However, the gift of teaching along with the heart to serve fueled Rebecca to focus on helping others reach tangible, life-altering goals. So over the last 3.5 years, Rebecca has not only built a highly successful multi-7-figure business for herself, but she has also paved the way for others connected to her. So 20-plus six-figure earners and 3 other 7-figure earners. She changed the course of their financial lives. So in addition to building a highly successful home-based business, Rebecca also recently launched her own business alongside her little sis, Shantae Salter, called Life by Design Academy, where she helps people realize their own power within by using goal setting, journaling, manifestation, and African spirituality practices to activate their authentic greatness and obtain abundance in every aspect of their life. Rebecca educates, trains, inspires thousands of people daily, and has become a well-recognized public figure whom others admire, love, and respect. Rebecca!
Hey, I was listening like,
oh my goodness. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here. So happy to be here.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we read your bio. So we know a little bit about you professionally. But tell us, you know, from your heart, who is Rebecca Garrett?
It is so funny that you asked that question. I recently turned 39 on April 18th, and I was talking to my mom, and I was telling my mom it has taken me 39 years to finally figure out who I was, or who I am, rather, and I'm still in the process of uncovering that. I think most of our lives, unfortunately, whether we do it consciously or subconsciously, we tend to fall into the mold of others. And just recently, I have really come into my own to realize who I am, what I like, what I want to do, what I don't want to do, and all of that kind of stuff. And so I don't know if I can give an exact explanation or description of who I am, but what I have discovered is I'm definitely a teacher at heart. Teaching is my passion. It's what drives me. It brings me joy. It brings me alive. I love teaching others. I also realize that I do not like to be in what we call, I guess, a box. I do not like to follow rules. I like to create them, and I like to break the ones that exist and kind of step over the line. Yes. I'm extremely passionate, and there's so many sides to me. I'm the girl who loves a good twerk and a lemon drop, and I have a potty mouth, and then there's the other side of me. You might catch me meditating early in the morning or spending time with God and reading my Bible. It's called balance. I am all of the above, and I used to find myself shying away from certain aspects to make other people happy. So I'm just now embracing all of that, and it feels amazing. It feels so freeing.
I love that. I love that. Embracing who you are. There's only one Rebecca.
Yes.
There's only one you. So, Rebecca, can you share a little bit about your life's journey? How did you become the woman that we have in the e-lounge today? Like, there must have been an aha moment, or, mm-hmm. I mean, you're a multi-seven-figure earner in less than 4 years. There had to have been a transformation in your thinking, or, I mean, talk to us about that.
Yes, another great question. So to shorten the story, because I know we don't have all day, very long story short, I came from a really, really traditional family. My family believed in you collect degrees, you get a good job, you retired, and you keep it moving. And so that's what I did a good majority of my life. As you read in my bio, I went to school, I collected several degrees. I taught for 12 years in the inner city schools of Atlanta. Let me toot my own horn, toot, toot. You definitely wanted your child in my classroom. I won Teacher of the Year several years in a row. I was really, really good at my job. However, I found myself the last 3 years or so in the classroom really unfulfilled and unhappy. It got so bad that my very last year in the classroom, I was clinically diagnosed with depression. I guess just from not living out my life's purpose and being extremely stressed out. I was the teacher that, you know, because I was so good at my job, I taught fourth grade, but I taught in the inner city school. So I typically got the babies that came on a first and second grade level when it came to their comprehension and the level of education they were at. So I was expected to perform miracles every single year. And I did it every year. However, the last year, I think it just really took a toll on me. I was clinically diagnosed with depression. I would catch myself driving home, and I'm not going to get emotional with you guys. Every time I tell this story, even though it's far gone, it's still very near and dear to my heart. I found myself driving home at times, and I would want to drive onto oncoming traffic. And the only reason I didn't was because of my son and my mom. And I got to a point where I just started to really dive in personal development. I think especially in the brown and tan community, we look at spiritual development and religious practices and our connection with God as personal development, and those are two completely different things. And so once I really started to dive in personal development, started to take it seriously, began to kind of tap in and started to transform my mind, I realized that, you know, God pre-wired and designed all of us for success and greatness. That's my personal opinion. I just think that along the journey, you know, we allow society to reprogram us kind of for failure. And so I had to go on a journey of rewiring and reprogramming myself, because the same God that we all pray to, he loved us enough to put some of that power inside of us. So I started to tap into my own power, and I started to go crazy with personal development, which led to me reading more and more about manifestation. And from there, I kind of just brainwashed myself. That's the best explanation I can give.
Yeah. I mean, that's powerful. Transforming your thinking. That's really where it begins, right? That's so powerful. Rhonda Byrne, the author of The Secret, talked about thoughts are things. Like, what you think is what you're going
absolutely.
To become and what you're going to bring into your life. So, yeah, absolutely. And Annette, what do you think? I know you love personal development and books and all that kind of stuff.
You know, Kelly, I have a walk-in library, right? And one of the books that's sitting on that shelf is The Secret, Rebecca. That was my first intro. So what I want to say to you is, you know, that was the first intro to manifestation. But talking about transferring your thinking, on your website, Rebecca, you have some recommended books from faves like Think and Grow Rich to lesser known books like Manifesting Miracles. What's your personal favorite that really helped you transform the way you were thinking?
My personal favorite, and it does not necessarily go into manifestation, but I think it's necessary for the foundation and the pre-work before you even dive into manifestation, is the author of Think and Grow Rich, which is Napoleon Hill. But my number one fave has to be Outwitting the Devil. I recommend that book so much, like, they need to pay me, seriously. Like, I love that book. Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill has to be my number one choice. Hands down.
And I think I'm probably going to show up in Barnes and Noble tomorrow. Thank you for that, Rebecca. love books that transform, you know, because I could, younger days, I couldn't afford a therapist, so I would get all these books. So I love stuff like that. And I know, Titania, you have a question as well about how manifestation has really impacted Rebecca.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, Rebecca, it's Titania. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. So in your bio, you talk a little bit about failing forward. I'm just inspired by your story, and I've been connected to you and your business and what you're doing, so I'm so excited that you're in the lounge with us.
Oh.
Can you talk a little bit about what that meant for you about failing forward and how those principles of manifestation has really impacted your life?
Absolutely. I don't remember how old this movie is, but I don't know if you guys remember the movie Meet the Robinsons. It is a kids' movie, actually. The crazy thing is, if you pay attention to Disney movies, like, real talk, there are so many life lessons for adults in those movies. We just don't pay attention to them because they're children's movies. But Meet the Robinsons, that came out a while ago. I think that movie might have dropped back in 2007 or 8 or something. I'm not sure. I know it's been well over 10 years ago. And that movie was all about this family of scientists. And they came up with all these amazing inventions. And when you look at them from the outside, it's just like, oh my God, they're so smart. They have this, they have that. They were living their best life. And any and everybody wanted to be a part of this family. They lived in this humongous, beautiful house, and it was just something you would aspire to be. But the movie actually goes into more of the inside of their house. And on the inside of the house, you know, it's the mom, the dad, the uncle, the grandma. There's a lot of people that live there. But a common theme and a common belief in that family was failing forward. So on the outside, everybody saw all these amazing inventions that they made and this amazing life that they lived. But what they didn't see was on the inside of the house, they really celebrated failure. I mean, when one of the kids would try to create an invention and it did not go well, it's almost like they cheered and were more happy for the failure than when they actually got it right. And it just kind of, I don't know, I watched that a while ago, but it just kind of came back in my mind a few years back, and it just hit me, like, you know, if you are not going to be willing to fail, you're not going to get any closer to whatever you're trying to accomplish. So at the end of the day, I used to look at failure as embarrassment, wondering what people are going to think or what's going to happen, but at the end of the day, I mean, I look forward to it. I don't try to get everything right. I don't try to make sure everything is perfect. I get a plan in my head and I just go. Execution is what will get you where you need to be, not perfection. And so I don't worry about failure anymore. I just continue to fail forward. I know we talked about the industry a little while ago. And when Kelly was reading my bio, you know, many people think that I just had instant success. I failed forward to my current success, going through a couple of different companies and figuring it out and getting it right. And then, you know, all of those different failures put all of those skills and all of those failures together. And that was the equation that equaled the current success. It didn't come out of anywhere, or out of nowhere, rather. So definitely, I'm all for failing forward. Let's make a whole bunch of mistakes. Go ahead and get to where we need to be.
I love that. Celebrated failure. I'm going to be looking at that movie this weekend. That is so powerful, because we always down ourselves when things don't go right. But when you celebrate the failure, the success is coming. It's inevitable, right? And so we have to be
okay with failing and failing forward and learning from our mistakes. Every failure is an opportunity to learn. So I love that. I love that. Shankar, I know you had a question for Rebecca as well.
I do, but we're going to take a moment here and go pay some bills. So we're going to pause, and then when we come back, Rebecca, I am so excited and looking forward to being able to ask you a couple of questions. So to our listeners, hang tight, and we will be back in a moment.
Classy, chic, cultured, custom group travel. That's the Exceptional Travel Destination Travel Club way. From Miami to Dubai and all the places in between, XTD Travel Club has you covered. Whether you're planning a vacation or staycation, here at XTD Travel Club, we believe your next vacation is only limited to how big you are willing to dream. Customized, all-exclusive, upscale travel for groups is what we do. Celebrating a milestone birthday, anniversary, or just want to get away with family and friends, but you want someone else to plan the trip? From the black car service that picks you up and takes you to the airport to the group dinner at your all-inclusive resort, well, our XTD Concierge Travel Service has you covered. And did we mention we offer installment payment plans on many of our packages? Well, we do. So we've got you covered there, too. You just tell us where and when, and we will take care of the rest. Visit us today on the web at www.exceptionaltravel.com. That's exceptional with an X. On Facebook at Exceptional Travel Destinations Travel Club, or on Instagram at Exceptional Travel Destinations. Or call us at 844-XTD-TRAVEL and get ready to live, explore, and celebrate one XTD vacation at a time. Mention code EELVK10 and receive 10% off your first travel package with XTD Travel Club.
Hey, hey out there to all of our eLounge podcast listeners. If you're just joining us, we are actually joined here in the lounge tonight by Miss Rebecca Garrett. And if you don't know, you're about to know she is a phenom in her own right. Rebecca, again, thank you so much for joining us. I am so excited. I feel like I'm meeting one of my heroes, right? My sheroes. Here on the
podcast.
So thank you again for being with us. I have a question I want to ask, and I think you've kind of talked about it in certain aspects, but, you know, if there was a conversation that you could have with your 23-year-old self, right, starting out as an educator, you know, and then going to blossoming to where you are now, and you could maybe tell your 23-year-old self, how you're feeling, you know, what would she say? And also, what would she maybe remind you of if she said it?
That question makes me emotional. Anytime I think about my journey, for some reason, I start getting all fuzzy and warm inside, and then a tear almost wants to drop, and I have to remind myself I'm a gangster. But I would tell one thing that comes to my mind and sticks out so heavily is, you deserve everything, but no one owes you anything.
Wow.
That would definitely be something I would tell my 23-year-old self. You deserve everything, and you can have it, but nobody owes you anything. I would also tell myself that everything is going to be okay, as simple as that sounds. I remember going to school. Like I said, I came from a very traditional family. Go to school, collect degrees, and I did that for several years. And I remember there being a point in time where I was angry at my parents, especially when I was in the classroom. And I used to think, like, why the hell did they allow me to go to school for this? Like, who said this was a good idea? I would be in my classroom and I would be so miserable. And looking back on it, one of the things that I've learned throughout life, which is so amazing, is, you know, there's a lot of things that people can take away from you over time. But the knowledge that you obtain and the skill set that you decide to sharpen and hone in on, no one can ever take that from you. And so if I could go back to my 23-year-old self, I would definitely tell her the same skill set that you're upset with your parents about, the same skill set that has landed you in this classroom, the same skill set that unfortunately has allowed you to get to a place of severe sadness and depression and unhappiness, the same skill set that you feel like it's caging you, that very same skill set is what's going to allow you to be free and live the life of your dreams. I didn't understand during my 12 years in the classroom that working with a diverse group of children, breaking down very complex content into small chunks and making it very basic, being able to work with a diverse group of students, just being able to address every type of learner, doing small group activities, being the to-do list queen, being extremely organized, being really good with technology, all of those skills that come along with teaching, the discipline, you know, training myself to be able to get up early in the morning, working hard, all of that stuff. I had no idea that I was going to be able to take that skill set, and instead of being trapped inside of those four walls, I was going to be able to transfer that and allow the world to be my classroom instead of inside of a school building. And so if I would have known that then, which of course everything happens in divine timing, so obviously I didn't need to know at that point, but if I would have known then, I often wonder, would my years of teaching, especially towards the end, have been a little easier, because I would have had the understanding that, boo, it's okay. Like, you about to use all of these, and what you're earning in a year as an educator, you're going to use that same skill set and be able to earn that in a month. Don't worry about it. It's cool. So I would definitely have that conversation with myself.
Wow, that is amazing. I'm getting chills, you know, because what you just said too, you know, at the very start of this show, I was telling my business partner that I believe this wholeheartedly, and I'm starting to get emotional since we've been doing this series, because I see God speaking things into existence and helping to remind me and helping to confirm things for me. And you said something that we had another guest on the show that said last week, and she talked about her soldiering, and you said, you know, we spend so much of our adult life, right, basically fitting into that mold, right, whatever that mold is to fit into, right? You know, we all of us were told you go to college or you go in the military. If you go to college, you get your degrees, you know, and you get a great job and you work until it's time to retire, then you retire. And we all bought into that. And what amazes me, Rebecca, is how I see now this the Generation X and how the millennials and how they're not buying it. Not 65 years old to get her pay. I'm getting mine now, you know, and it's just so refreshing. And I'm like you. I wish that we had decided to step outside of our confines or our boundaries at a lot younger, earlier age, because who can tell us, you know, what we could have done? We can still do it now, but it's so very true. And I think you've said it, and every single guest we've had in the lounge this month has said to live your truth. And so I appreciate you for that statement that you've made. And I tell you to continue to do you. I think it's amazing, you know. I really think it's amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That said, you know, I could talk all night about this, because I'm talking to one of my sheroes right now. She don't even know it, but she's one of my sheroes.
I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to toss it over to Annette, because I know, Annette, you have some more questions you want to talk to Rebecca about as well.
I do, and I don't want to make Rebecca cry by retelling that story, but it was so powerful. But Rebecca, can you just touch just a tiny bit on finding balance, how important that is? And then tell us about your awesome academy, Life by Design.
Yes. So finding balance. I don't know if such a thing exists. And what I mean by that is, I think, especially as women, and this is a whole nother soapbox, so I won't get on it. I'll just mention it. I think as women, especially Black women, we are expected to always be strong, wear a million hats. We're supposed to get it done. We're never supposed to have a moment of weakness. You're supposed to clean the house, do the dishes, raise the kids, Of course, in today's time, most women are working, and it's like you're not supposed to have a moment of weakness. And we tend to wear that word strength with a badge of honor. I don't want to be strong. I want to be mentally happy, healthy, in love, joyful, and blissful. Like, they can keep strong. So if me wearing the title of strong requires me to be able to juggle all of those balls and be balanced, I don't want it. And I say that because when you are on a journey, regardless of what it is, if you're on a spiritual journey, if you are on a career path journey, if you are on a secure the bag journey, whatever it is, along the way, something is going to be out of balance. It's just not possible for everything to be in balance. So for me, my balance is keeping my sanity and being happy. One of the main things that I did want to make sure that was on track, if I didn't care about anything else, was I did not want my son to lack in any way, shape, form, or fashion because his mother was out here, you know, being crazy and being an entrepreneur and leaving her job and doing this and doing that. And so for me, my sense of balance is my mom. Retired my mom. My mom lives with me in our current house. We have a mother-in-law suite. So when she gets tired of us, she says, I'm going to my own domain. So she has her own little area with her own bedroom, bathroom, dining room, living room, kitchen. But that's the balance for me. If I have to go out of town, if I have to travel, if I'm going to speak, shoot, if I want to go out of the country for a week or two, my son does not have to be uprooted from his house. He doesn't have to be uprooted from his friends, from his room, from what he's comfortable with. He gets to stay at home and he has the best of both worlds. You know, his grandmother is here. And he, of course, his dad is in his life. We just don't live together, but we're great co-parents. However, that's all the balance I need. If my son is good and my mom is good, I'll figure everything else out.
That's perfect, Rebecca. And speaking of mom and your son and family, I know Titania had a question about legacy. T?
Yeah, Rebecca, that was awesome. Like, I agree with you. Like, I don't want to be strong. I want to be healthy. Mm-hmm. I want to be wise. It's too much pressure. And I agree. I kind of just, there's no such thing to me as balance, which I call rhythm, right? Finding your own rhythm. What works mm-hmm. for you? What works for me may not work for you, right? And so
exactly.
Because we just have all these different hats. And so, you know, all the success you've had helping thousands of people become, you know, millionaires, some millionaires and some thousandaires, six mm-hmm. figures, where you are right now. So what does your legacy look like? Like, what's next for you?
So the crazy thing is the world that got me here, I actually walked away from that world. So I truly believe in network marketing and direct sales. I think it is one of the best industries and opportunities in the world for people to be able to come in with very little investment. And if they're willing to put in the work and not just the physical work, but also the mental work, because that's the majority of what it is, you know, you can really, really set your family up. However, one of the things that I want to make sure people understand is we don't own those companies. We don't own those companies. And at the end of the day, they make rules, they make decisions, and, you know, some of them can shut down and different things of that nature. And so when I started Life by Design Academy with my little sis, Shantae Salter, it was a little bit of a conflict between my personal business that I was growing and the company that I was associated with. And so I'm a firm believer in you cannot teach something and not walk in what you're teaching. So considering that we teach manifestation, we teach ridding yourself of limiting belief, we teach healing, we teach a life of abundance, there was no way that I was going to be afraid to walk away from something. I don't care how big the check was on a monthly basis, because I have an abundant mindset. So if I have the courage and the faith to walk away from this, I know that God, the universe, my spirit guides, my ancestors, everybody, my whole spiritual squad, they gonna hold me down. And that is going to basically just be a stepping stone for me. I will be able to acquire 10 times, 100 times more than that, and be able to affect 10 to 100 times more lives. So I'm no longer associated with any company. I currently just built Life by Design Academy. where we teach goal setting, manifestation, journaling, things of that nature. We have a whole menu of things that we teach. But in the future, we're definitely diversifying. We're going to have several umbrellas. We have our HEALSYS annual conference that will happen every year. We're actually going to be teaching network marketing 101 in leadership skill classes. We'll have an academy for that. We have an apparel line coming out called iwearmythoughts.com. We're also going to have Life by Design property management, where we do a couple of luxury Airbnbs. We have a spiritual awakening group for African spirituality. I mean, the list goes on and on. So we're going to diversify up under the Life by Design Academy umbrella, but everything we do will be to serve, help, and empower others.
Woo! Rebecca.
Yes, ma'am.
We are here for it. We are here for all of it. And one thing you said, and I agree with you with, you know, direct sales. I've been in direct sales as well, but it's not yours. Ownership, ownership, your own, your legacy for your kids and your kids, right? And so I love it. And I am so excited. The ladies here in the E-Lounge, we got a front row seat to see how this all is going to unfold because I am connected
with you
and your Life by Design Academy. So I'm in the Facebook group. So just, I'm just so proud of you. Just good things, good vibes. God is going to bless you abundantly, and we all know that. And so real quick before we close out, I know you have the HEALSYS coming up, events coming up. Tell us really quickly what attendees can expect from that, and how can our audience reach you, Rebecca?
Girl, it ain't even enough time for me to tell y'all what to expect. All I'm going to say is you need to be at the HEALSYS conference. We are going to lay people out. It is going to be just life-changing. We know that women do not have, number one, a place where they are, you know, empowered sincerely, but also a place where they can actually let go in a safe environment and share their true feelings and be able to be coached through it and taken through on the other side. But it's going to be amazing. As far as where you can find me, my Facebook name is Rebecca Garrett. You can find me on Instagram at I am Rebecca Garrett, but the easiest thing is just to go to the website, which is lifebydesign.academy. I'll say that again, lifebydesign.academy. That's where you can find our Instagram handles, our free Facebook group, info on the HEALSYS conference, all of our products, and everything that we have coming up is directly on the website.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you all heard it. Again, find Rebecca on all social media handles, Rebecca Garrett, lifebydesign.academy. Get connected with her, y'all. This year, 2021, we're claiming it's going to be her most powerful year yet. And so, again, thank you so much, Rebecca Garrett. Thank you so much for joining us in the E-Lounge this evening. It has been an amazing treat having you come and drop some incredible nuggets to our listeners. Look, we want to just, you know, blessings on top of blessings to you and Shantae. We're watching you. People are watching you. Continue to serve as you have been serving. Huge congrats on Life by Design. I can't wait to see
Thank
your
you.
Storefront that comes available, right? So this now concludes our final episode on manifestation, and it has been a incredible, incredible series. And we hope to see you all next week, same time, same place, 7:30 every Wednesday. And until then, continue to stay safe and be blessed. Good night.
Take your sheets off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life. Off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, elevate yourself to your best life in the E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind.